calls Kareem Diggs, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania, Granite Ford, and my title for the subject tonight is There a Fear to Love? You may ask yourself, what does love have to do with the prison industrial complex, massive imprisonment, mandatory sentences, life sentences, death sentences, and putting 2 and 3 prisoners in a cell to die? Yes, the question must be asked, and we should welcome an enlightened opinion from those who have lived under a system that is drowning in a defective but conscientious structural system that has proven to make prisoners fail when they return to society. The alleged theory is to give longer prison terms, and the offender will be the less likely to commit crimes again. The opposite has took place, and the experts are saying, what went wrong? Let's take a look at the message being sent. First, young African Americans, Hispanics, and poor whites are coming to prison. Most of them did not complete high school, and all of them, in my opinion, were economically depressed. After 42 years of imprisonment, I'm a paralegal. I've done many cases and helped the men with their legal matters, and all of them are related to economics. And what we have is drug sentences, small-time crimes, small felonies, theft, robbery, that has caused a great overpopulation of unnecessary people in prison. And that is the large, and they are the ones who keep coming back and forth. They make the constant prison population, the short-timers, as they say. In the meantime, they have us lifers with no parole in Pennsylvania and many other states. And so you have a geriatric population that has actually aged out. Crime is a young man's, I would say, sport, because most people get involved in crime, they don't even take it seriously. You'd be amazed how people are in jail and they finally realize what they've done was fatal. And then we also have a group of men who are innocent of their crimes. And another large percentage are men and women who have been overcharged. In other words, they may have a robbery. They got 8 or 9 charges. What's the robbery? You know, and this is what forces many citizens to plead guilty. The next aspect of my argument deals with when you are 50 years of age and you've served a substantial number of years in prisons, the medical experts say you should add 15 years onto your 15 years. And that is because of the diet, the water, and the stress of long imprisonment. Many people don't understand that stress is the cause of many of your illnesses, heart disease, cancer. It creates all those fatal diseases by being under stress for long periods of time. The question should be, why aren't life-term prisoners and other long-term prisoners considered for release? The nation is talking about second chances in America, but they're only talking about drug abuses. They're not talking about the vast number of prisoners been in prison 5, 10, 15, 20 years, 30, some 40 and 50 years. And there seems like there's no movement towards dealing with that elderly population, which they would pose no threat to society. And they've even got a couple of geriatric prisons in this state, and other states are beginning to make geriatric wards in different of your housing areas. There should be some type of redemption in punishment. There should be some type of mercy in punishment. You know, as the old maxim says, you know, punishment without mercy is no justice at all. So we have to begin to put justice incorporate into the judicial system. And all these systems are related: the prosecutor's office, the courthouses, the prisons, probation and parole, and the police officer on the street who makes the initial arrest. And we really put too much pressure on the police officer. We expect them to solve all these social, economic, and mental health issues. And it's just not going to happen until we change the whole philosophy of dealing with citizens who have come in violation of the law. The challenge takes vision and the imagination, something that the founding fathers had. They had enough courage to embrace a vision, imagination. And we should take on that same imagination to imagine something different been over 1,500 prisons all over the country, and they're still building. The change will take courage, and the only energy that I believe that will allow change if we bring love into the justice system.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.